Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is June the 26th. Summer started officially about 5 days ago. Air conditioners are humming, running. The electricity is being sucked into those air conditioners. And Dave Mars is with us from the City of Columbia Water and Light Division, telling us how we can make better use, more efficient use of our cooling unit.
Well, first,
what's the most important thing that we can do, Dave?
Well, you're jumping ahead of me, Paul, but it'd be making sure your filter doesn't look like
okay,
this.
Okay, if you want to, Dave is holding up a filter that I guess you took out of a house checked.
I just think it neglected.
And if you want to see what we're talking about, go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows and then Radio Friends, and you can watch this video and you will see one of the dirtiest, filthiest filters, air filters that I've seen. And how much does that? How much is that cutting down on the airflow?
10 to 20% it can be if that's densely packed. And those are kind of the filters that are left in for a year or so. You know, most folks are more diligent about getting those exchanged. But it's kind of a time of the year check it. You might have forgotten it since the winter time. You want to make sure that your outside unit's free of a lot of grass and clippings that might have built up over the times.
But now, is it good to have the outside unit in the shade? If you can have bushes around it, just so it's not restricting the airflow. But it's shading it from the direct sun.
The studies don't suggest that it makes much difference.
It doesn't make much difference?
No, because we looked at shading rooftop air conditioners for commercial buildings, and like with a photovoltaic panel even, and the stats aren't there. Once it's hot and it's pulling in hot air. But you're right. Make sure that you got the bushes cut away from the air conditioner.
But whether the air conditioning unit is sitting in the sun or shade makes no difference with efficiency.
No,
okay.
Not really.
The other thing I think you taught me this years ago is yes, make sure that the bushes are clipped away from the unit itself, but also to keep those coils clean.
Oh, yeah.
And to hose them. Hose them off.
Yeah, and you can most ideally you hose them from the inside, but that's a little tricky because you got to remove the fan. You might want to call a professional company to do that for
you. I always hose it from the outside.
Yeah.
But you know what I noticed, Dave, is when that unit is running on a really hot day, the compressor makes a certain sound. You go over there and start hosing the coils off, and it makes a different sound, a less strained sound, because you're cooling those coils, right?
That's true. We actually had a study that was done about spraying water on those coils, but it was a good idea, but the problem is the deterioration of the metals once you have a constant water going on these things.
Okay.
So the devil's in the details and every kind of... So we've looked at a lot of these potential saving things, but have found that...
Okay, but the most important thing you can do is make sure that your furnace filter or air conditioner filter is clean. Change it on a regular basis.
And then you want to probably try to get a thermometer like this that has a humidity gauge on it as well as a temperature gauge so that you can be sure that the temperature you set your thermostat at is what you're getting delivered out of the system. Now, there's all sorts of things that can change.
I'm not following you.
Well, sometimes the thermostats may be off a few degrees, so this is a good way to kind of double check. Plus, you can take this around from room to room and see if it's delivering the temperatures that you want.
Okay.
Now, the humidity gauge is kind of important because a lot of times you might have your air conditioner, you might feel clammy and cold in there. Well, maybe that's becoming low on refrigerant, not dehumidifying as well. Then you're getting some coolness, but you're also not getting dehumidifying, so it feels clammy. And you can watch and be sure that is one of the symptoms. In other words, if you're low on Freon,
so you're telling me that your temperature you can get the temperature down to the what you want it, but if there's not enough Freon, it's not going to bring the humidity down.
Right, it won't be quite as cold as you need it to be.
Okay.
So this is kind of another way. Plus, in the wintertime, it's good to see what humidity is running at, too. You want high humidity in the wintertime, but you want low humidity in the summertime. Especially if it's like dehumidifier going in the basement, which is almost essential equipment in Missouri anymore, if you have a basement, because of the rains we've had recently.
How much difference does it make to set your thermostat with the air conditioner, setting the thermostat up a couple of extra degrees.
Mm-hmm. It varies on who you read. It can be from 3 to 5% savings. The idea is that, you know, there's a lot of factors that will contribute to whether or not the house, if you can turn the thermostat up and be comfortable. If you have solar gain, that might be happening late afternoon. You might have a dark shingled roof with poor attic ventilation that's making that ceiling hot. Filter, the air distribution system might not be working efficiently enough. Mm-hmm. You need to kind of
also
check that.
Keeping on ceiling fans helps too.
Real good idea.
That gives you the other thing. Does the city do they allow you to sign up for the program in the summertime where they will cycle the air conditioning off for 7 minutes every 20 minutes or so?
Yeah, you can still sign up for that, and there's a discount on your electrical bill.
Now, but I have Boone Electric, and that's what I do, and they give you a discount in the wintertime on your electric.
We've been pretty successful as a utility, though, with our corporate help and our commercial endeavors that purposely drop out operations so that in peak load time, we got them off the problem. So we haven't used those switches in quite a while, actually. We've got about 15,000 of them out there. So if we ever do have a peak situation.
So last summer, in all of the heat, the city did not do the peak alert?
I'd have to check on that one. Might have, you used them a couple of days last summer, but generally speaking.
Because I know Boone Electric was.
And also, we've got replacing of air conditioners. Everybody's getting more efficient. So then also over time, shows on your grid work and stuff, you know, that you're not using as much as you did
Does
before.
The city offer, and I'm sure some utilities do, special incentive if you have to replace your unit to go with a high-efficiency unit?
Yeah, you want to go online to ColumbiaPowerPartners.com. That's our low-interest loan program that will enable you to replace the air conditioner, add insulation, and redo windows, and add a furnace and air conditioner if you wish, or a heat pump. Low-interest loans, and we get rebates for when you participate.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're talking specifically about the city of Columbia right now, but wherever you're listening to us or wherever you're watching us on the web, check with your local utility, because there's a pretty good chance that all local utilities will have some type of incentive program for energy efficiency, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Our program, by the way, has almost become self-sufficient because we do charge a small percentage for the loans, like 1%, 3%, 5%. That 5% is a 10-year loan. So that has helped pay for this program, and it's self-fulfilling, or it's paying for itself now.
Do you do the home energy audits also?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have free audits as well as we have
the free audits.
Free audits, and then we have the Columbia Power Partners, and that's a more intense audit. But you can go online, take a look at that, because it's a really good program.
Okay, so go online to www.gocolumbiamole.com.
That's for us, or ColumbiaPowerPartners.com.
Okay. Dave Morris, thank you so much for coming by. You need to come back at the end of the summer as we go into fall.
Okay. We'll do it.
Tomorrow, Greenhouse Theater Project and Central Missouri Dietetic Association. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Rachel Gangwehr. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if there's something you would like to see or hear, I would love to hear from you. Drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. Bye-bye.